Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you guys would like to call in and comment on today's topic, okay? And forgive me, guys, this morning for being late with my show notes and getting everything to you guys to get you all up on the show. But it still looks like I have a great audience, which is a testament to you guys and how y'all feel about me. And I want to bring you guys a good show. Now, today's weather. Let's see, we're looking at 77 degrees right now in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 96 today, 98 tomorrow, 99 on Saturday, and look like we won't get a chance to rain until Sunday or Monday. They keep pushing this rain out. Before it was Thursday, then it was Friday, then it was Saturday, then it's Sunday and Monday. So, you know, I guess you can't trust. Anyway, today's word of the day is it's called weasel word. Weasel word. Weasel word is a noun. Weasel word is a noun, okay? W-E-A-S-E-L, then W-O-R-D, weasel word is a noun, and the definition is a word used in order to evade or retreat from a direct or forthright statement or position. Again, it's a word used in order to evade or retreat from a direct or forthright statement or position, okay, is weasel word, okay? So, you got that? Anyway, let's see, today's episode is, I'm sorry, guys, I keep getting these text messages from people, and I can't concentrate, so I'm going to leave that alone. Here we go. Today's episode is entitled, Jared from Subway is in trouble. Do you know why? And so we're going to discuss the reasons that Jared, the Subway guy, is in deep trouble, okay? And the main reason is that one of his friends for over 12 years who was heading up his non-profit organization or whatever you might call it. Jared had a non-profit organization, and the guy who was leading that non-profit organization was in a federal investigation for child pornography. He had over 40 tapes of child pornography. Now, this guy is being linked back to Jared from Subway. And, you know, again, it's a thing of you and the control. How did, you know, if the guy worked for Jared, how did Jared get involved? Well, they're saying that these guys, they were passing child pornography back and forth on their computers. And now Jared hadn't been charged. They're investigating, the FBI are. They're investigating him. He hasn't been charged. He's not out of the water. Okay? This guy's been with Subway over 15 years. I think maybe 17 years to be exact. Okay? And again, he's not being charged, but here's the problem. One of his close friends, who's a female. Now, Jared got a wife and two kids. One of his close friends, who's a female, she said that he's been known for making inappropriate comments about middle school girls, saying that they're hot and they really look a certain way and this and that. Well, she, you know, they're keeping her identity hidden, but at the same time, the police, when she came out with these allegations, the police gave her a wire to wear, and so she had a one-on-one thing with Jared, and he said some inappropriate things about middle school girls, okay? So something's wrong right there, all right? And then they also say that he's also known for, known as a sort of a freak, that he's, you know, he's traveled all around the world, of course, for Oakland, for Subway, but they say he likes to spend his evenings and a fair amount of time in the strip club. He's been known to stay until closing, okay, in the strip club. And he uses his celebrity status everywhere he goes. They say he loves the spotlight, okay? I can't fault him for that. All right, to child pornography. And this guy is not a kid. Yeah, I mean, he's not 15, 14 years old. He's got two kids of his own. So why are you out there looking at child pornography? So this, you know, this makes everyone start to think that, hey, you know, this guy may be watching his own kids. Who knows? I have a caller from the 770 area code, the first three digits of 603. Caller, you live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Frederick Washington. We're calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Frederick Washington. Man, where you be?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Lord's been good,
good
to
brother.
Me.
Good, man, good. Hey, this a good number for you?
Yeah, this is my home number.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm going to call you as soon as I finish my show, okay?
Okay, okay. I'm looking forward to hearing something.
Yes, sir. And we'll talk, okay? But you can keep listening to the show if you want, but I will call you as soon as I finish the show and we'll talk.
All right, we'll do that.
Good to hear from you, brother.
All right, you too, man.
All right. So that was one of my friends from way, way back, man. We're gonna be in contact. But anyway, we're gonna finish the show. So Jared from Subway is in deep trouble because, like I said, you know, it's about the kids. And if you're looking at child pornography, there's no telling what you'll do outside of that. There's no telling what you'll do outside of pornography. If you're looking at child pornography, there's no telling what you will do to after that. You know, he's a freak. He loves to stay in the strip clubs and all this. So something's going on there. I'm not saying that people that go to strip clubs, you know, it's a problem. I'm not saying that. I've been in a strip club. I don't go anymore. Hadn't been in a very long time, but I'm not saying that that's a bad thing because I know people who go all the time. Okay? All I'm saying is when you get to be a celebrity or you have celebrity status, there are certain things that you have to lay down from. There's certain people you have to distance yourself from because if you don't, you get hung up with that, you're going to lose everything. Now, Subway has distanced themselves from Jared. I don't know if I'm sure he's got other stuff going on now. It's not just Subway. The guy's worth $15 million, they say. So I'm sure he's got other stuff going on. But he's probably accumulated most of his wealth from Subway. Okay, now you see these Subway commercials now. He's not a part of that. You know, and these companies will pull themselves away from you. When you get in trouble for, you know, when you're in the news about something that's not good for their image, they're going to cut ties with you immediately. They don't care if they have a contract. We got a contract for the rest of the year. They'll pay you out and say, get good riddance. So you have to be, if you're ever in, if you ever find yourself being some type of celebrity or some type of famous person doing whatever, you have to figure out who you're going to hang around with, who's going to be friends, who you're going to be friends with, who's going to be around you. It's important to surround yourself with people that think like you do. Okay? He couldn't help it that the guy that runs his foundation is a pervert, is a child pornographer. But when he starts accepting this child pornography from this guy, puts him in the fold. Right? Now that puts him in the fold. And it is a killer. It's a killer. Right. There's no telling what's going to happen to Jared from here. I can predict that his life will never be the same. I can predict that, you know, we may never see or hear from him again. We may hear from him in the news. Who knows? Just like I was talking on yesterday about Bill Cosby. This could be the downfall of Bill Cosby. I don't know what Cosby's doing with his life right now. I don't know if he's still trying to do movies, produce movies, or what have you. But because of what has happened with Bill Cosby, this will probably be the downfall of him. They looking to rake this guy clean. I'm not sure, but I believe that a felony doesn't have any statute of limitations. You know, something like murder or something like that doesn't have any statute of limitations. So if you murder someone today and they don't catch you for 15, 20 years, you still go to jail for the rest of your life. That's, you know, and I don't know if, you know, rape is a felony, but I don't know if, you know, what the statute of limitations is on rape. I don't know if there are any statute of limitations. Who knows? But that could happen to Cosby. He could be down. He could be gone. You never hear from him again. So this could happen to Jared. Jared from Subway could be gone. You'll never see or hear from him again because of this. Because of this, no one will touch Jared from Subway. He's under investigation for child pornography. You would not want your company to be associated with Jared. Okay? If he's a child pornographer, why would you have him endorse your company, your product? No way. Right? No way. It's hard for me to fathom how people seem to have everything in their hands. Everything. They got money, fame, a beautiful family, beautiful home, all these things that a lot of people want. Okay? A lot of things that a lot of people want. And they seem to get to a point where they think they're untouchable and they can do anything. Why in the world would Bill Cosby think that he could give a young lady drugs, have her feeling all loosey-goosey, and take what he wants from her once she's in that state of mind? What made him think that he would be able to do that, get away with it, with no consequences? Because people think that they get to be untouchable at a certain point. Myself, I got a beautiful family. I got a beautiful home. I don't have a whole lot of money, but I'm in a certain state of mind. Now, I'm not interested in child pornography or anything like that. I'm interested in bettering myself and raising my kids. That's what I'm interested in. That's enough. Okay? If I got to be this big celebrity and got all this money and cars and all this stuff, that's probably the last thing on my mind is child pornography and going to the strip club. Come on, Jet. What's the deal, man? you know? What's the deal? I don't know. I don't know how these guys think. And again, I believe that it's the people that you surround yourself with. When you surround yourself with outlandish, crazy people, people that can do things or harm your reputation, that's what's going to happen. Now, it's not that Jared himself was gathering up all this child pornography. It was his friend that ran his foundation who has garnered all this child pornography, but they were passing it back and forth with each other. And that's what where the investigation has come in about Jared. Now, his friend, you won't even hear about his friend. We don't know his name, nothing. We don't know anything about him. He's not a celebrity. Jared is. That's why his name, face, reputation, everything is on the line. Because we don't care about his friend, John, whomever, okay? We don't care about him, but we do care about the celebrity, okay? If you know, and this is something I'm going to say, right, and I'm going to get off the air in just a second. I got about 2 minutes left. But the great Michael Jordan always said that people don't care about the last man on the bench. They care about best man on the floor. Okay? So I'm going to leave you with that. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. And Fred, excuse me, Fred, I'm getting ready to call you in just a minute, bud. So look out for my call in just a few. But anyway, hey, guys, thank you for tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Remember that tomorrow is Free Fall Friday. You guys can call, talk about whatever you want. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. Stay hydrated. Keep drinking water. Now I'll see you tomorrow. It's Frank. I'm over. I'm out.
They know there's a song.